T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Outside of people asking me, when do you sleep, I would say the next question I get, which are your teams? Who are your favorite teams? Who do you root for? And I'm glad that people don't know, just based on what I talk about on the air and how I analyze various sporting events. Sometimes they involve my team, sometimes they don't, obviously. But there are times when I get accused of rooting for both of the teams or hating both of the teams in the particular event that I'm talking about. And the fact that you don't automatically know who I root for when I'm on my own personal time, that's good. That means that I'm playing it straight down the middle, so I'm glad. It's a tough thing to do. Or, you know what? It was tougher when I started. It's not nearly as tough anymore. I wish I could explain it, but the only thing I can really tell you is that when I walk in the radio studio, it's a different me. My heart almost checks out, and it becomes so much about the preparation and the work I've done, and my brain and my heart are completely separate when I'm here and I'm working. It's professionalism. It's why I know that referees at any level, NFL, NBA, NHL, regardless of whether or not they happen to root for a team in their past, regardless of where they come from in the United States or Canada, it is possible to put your background, your rooting affiliations aside when you step on the court or the ice or the field to do your job. I know, because when I step in the studio, that's how it is. It took some practice, obviously, but now it's just second nature. Outside of the studio, though, oh yeah, I still yell at the TV, and every now and then I pace or throw things. Don't tell anyone. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You're finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, pretty jazzed up about the spring sporting events, and it's a crazy busy time of year. I really enjoy it, though I'll just be honest and say I also really enjoy these 4 weeks here where it's more of a build-up and preparation for what's to come. Not that there aren't sporting events going on. Obviously, there are. But it's not quite the same nature as what happens when we get to mid-March and then on into April, between March Madness and the Masters and the end of the NBA and NHL regular seasons. And then once the playoffs start on the court, the hard court and the ice, there are no days off for at least a month, if not longer. So the spring run, until I get to my vacation in early May, I always take a vacation during May. Last year, it was later than it usually is, and I actually was on vacation during the beginning of the conference finals in the NBA and the NHL. This year, my vacation is the first week in May. But that's about as long as I can go without taking a break. It refreshes me then to come back for conference finals as well as for the championships. And last year we had two champs crowned on consecutive days. First, the Washington Capitals. And then that was a Thursday night. It was awesome to do my show that night. I loved being on the air. And then even the entire time that we were hosting, I was in Atlanta actually doing the show, was there for a conference. The entire time that we were hosting, Alex Ovechkin and the rest of the Capitals were out celebrating with the Stanley Cup. And so we kept seeing video from fans popping up on social media. Fans who were just following the Capitals through the streets as they were celebrating with the Cup. It's kind of hard to miss that thing. Exactly what I'm talking about. I bet there was plenty of yelling as well. That would have been fun to just join the caravan as they're parading through the streets with the cup. So that was a Thursday night, and I love that show. It's one of my favorite shows of the last year. And then Friday night, I was kind of glad I didn't have to work. The Warriors swept the Cavaliers, and it was more of a yawner. Yeah, that NBA Finals wasn't extremely compelling. Great for the Warriors and their fans. They earned every bit of it. Exciting for Kevin Durant, another Finals MVP, but blah. What else is there to say? So I'm going to tell you the same thing I said about the NFL season this year, and even going back to the NBA playoffs last year. I'm all about the fresh blood. I like new storylines. I like different storylines. Doesn't mean I'm rooting against your team, New England Patriots. It just means that it's fun to have other teams get involved in that fray. And as I said, what better story could you have asked for than the Washington Capitals and the way that they found redemption after all those years of running into a brick wall? So I'm not rooting against the Warriors. If they win, they win. Again, they've obviously earned it, and the way they play is incredible. But I'd be okay if it was somebody different, too, because it's fun to welcome other teams into the center ring of the circus. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our phone number is 855-212-4227, and it's our Twizzler Tuesday question to ask you, what are you most looking forward to in the spring in sports? I don't know if you had Monday off. Certainly did have a lighter commute on my way home Monday morning, which is awesome. So thank you, President Washington, and thank you, President Lincoln, for that. Schools are out, and it's a federal holiday and everything else. But there were some businesses that were open, right? So I took a chance, and I called my mechanic because I need to get an oil change, and I also have one of my headlights that's out. Oh my gosh, I passed a police officer on my way to work on Monday night, and I thought, shoot, I better not get pulled over for my headlight because I'm 24 hours away from getting it fixed. Anyway, so I called my mechanic, but I wasn't sure if he was going to be there. He picks up the phone, and I said, oh, you're working. And he replies, of course I am. These presidents don't pay my mortgage. He's so much fun. I won't tell you his name because, yeah, that's not necessary. But he is from Eastern Europe. He's a first-generation American, and his entire family is here now, meaning his wife, his kids, and some of his other immediate family. But he left when he was a young man. I don't remember exactly what country he's from, but he left when he was a young man, and he came here, and he's a first-generation that would make his kids first generation. You get what I'm saying. He's the first in his family to come to the United States. And he's made a business here, and he's been in place now for 30-something years and has just this little shop that he rents that he works out of. And I love him so much. He's like a dad. He takes great care of me, and he makes these funny jokes. And I had a car. Well, I had for those of you who don't know my whole history with cars, I had an Infiniti, a 2002 Infiniti, which my mom had given me because even though it was an older car, she gave it to me in 2013, even though it was an older car, it only had 80,000 miles on it. And so it was a really good car and could afford to get a lot more miles on it before we retired it. And so she gave it to me when I gave up my Saturn that had 300,000 miles on it. And in 4 years, I put 100,000 miles on the Infiniti, and I would take it, but it got to the point where it just needed too many repairs, and so it needed tires, and it needed this, and it needed that. So I would take it to my mechanic, and he finally just said to me, I asked him, what else does the car need? Well, the car needs to be retired. You just need to get a new car. You need to invest in a new car. So anyway, he's been really good to me, and it's always awesome to find a mechanic that you trust. Or to find anyone, your guy. I love that when people are like, I've got a guy. You just to find a guy that you can trust when it comes to this kind of stuff, and that won't take your money without any need. And he is great for that, especially since I'm on my own and I don't have any family around to help me. So, yeah, that was kind of fun. These presidents don't pay my mortgage.
No days off!
Oh, I know, but in May, I'm taking days off. Sorry, Coach. I hope that you won't be so disappointed in me. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Again, March Madness is the big answer, the number one thing that you're most looking forward to. And, of course, it'll be awesome to watch Zion Williamson and the rest of the Duke freshmen, RJ Barrett being another, to watch these guys on the March Madness stage. And more than likely, it's only going to be 1 year for Zion Williamson. But let's not take that for granted, right? Let's enjoy what we've got. I hope that Duke has a run, at least into the second weekend, because I want to see this guy on one of the grandest stages in sports. Coach Krzyzewski, Mike Krzyzewski, was a guest on the Jim Rome show here on CBS Sports Radio, and he was raving about his gigantic freshman.
He's such a good athlete, you know, that top percentile of athleticism. Having him here, I found out that he's even more of an athlete and a great worker. He's smart. You love being with him every day. He's a great teammate. He's really kind of one of a kind.
Zion Williamson, one of a kind, according to his coach who's seen everything. Duke just moved back into that number one spot in the AP rankings as well as in the coaches poll. Tennessee dropped down to number five in both of the polls. So the top five looks like this: Duke, Gonzaga. And every year we have a member of the Gonzaga basketball team on our show as we go through Selection Sunday. They're always very accommodating. Duke, Gonzaga, Virginia at number three moves up a spot. Kentucky's at number four, and then Tennessee rounding out the top five. So that's your top five actually in both of the polls. Nevada and Michigan are number six and seven, and then after that, it changes a little bit depending on which poll you're looking at. But Coach K, again, on the Jim Rome show on CBS Sports Radio, he's a guy that, despite his age, despite how many years he's got on the job, not only does he still love it and he still has that same intensity, but he has the ability to communicate with players who are young enough to be his grandkids, right? This is a guy who not only continues to command respect and put together really incredible teams at Duke, but think about his time with USA basketball. Kobe Bryant swears by him. I mean, you're talking about the most accomplished players in history, some of them, who would love to play under Coach K. So how does he do it? How does he morph and change his style to adapt to what he's got, which is right now the one-and-done generation, and a bunch of young kids are 18 and 19 years old?
The main thing is who are the people you are leading right now? What is their culture? Can you figure out how to teach your values and what you're doing in basketball-wise in a way that will be appreciated and accepted by the group that you have?
You know what does it? The wisdom that he brings to the table. He's not arrogant, so he doesn't say it's my way or the highway. Remember the commercial he did a couple years ago? It was really funny. It was for one particular cell phone server. I don't remember which one. And it was him texting. I think he was texting with one of his grandkids. And he was sitting there at a table with his grandkids, and they were texting one of the players. And his grandkids were helping him interpret what the text messages meant and helping him to send text messages. And it was really cute, because that's the point, is these kids could be his grandchildren. We actually, Chris and I looked this up at the same time, which is kind of funny. He just turned 72. His birthday was last week, the day before Valentine's Day. He just turned 72. And yet, there isn't a young man on the planet who wouldn't listen to what Coach K has to say about basketball and want to play for him at any level, high school, college, NBA, because of the wisdom and the experience, and because he's a winner. Let's be honest. When you bring that track record to the table, who isn't going to pay attention? He's not the only guy who's in his early 70s. By the way, Jim Boeheim is 74 years old. Roy Williams, who's at UNC, is 68 years old. So when you have a winning track record, that reputation precedes you into the homes of the young men of whom you are trying to recruit. But pretty awesome to hear Coach K on Jim Rome. He does his own radio hits on SiriusXM satellite radio. This is a guy who's definitely morphed with the times. But if you want to hear that entire conversation, you can check it out on our website, cbssportsradio.com. Just look for the Jim Rome page and the Jim Rome podcast. I actually think there are four or five Jim Rome podcasts, but I lost count. All right, so find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What are you most looking forward to when it comes to the spring run? This is all about preparation now, these next few weeks. It's going to get hot, and it's going to get heavy, and it's going to be awesome. After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Thank you.
Beverly drives, spins on Reddish. Tough layup is good off the right side.
Able to get through two Duke defenders, and here we go.
And then Zion leaks out. Rack attack! And a two-handed flush.
Pretty nice outlet pass from the other end of the floor by Trey Jones, spotting Zion going down the right sideline, and it was off to the races.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Amp that up. Think about it on the March Madness stage. David Shumate with the call on the Blue Devils IMG Network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Zion Williamson, sure to be one of the stars of the upcoming NCAA men's basketball tournament. And we'll find out where the other stars come from. I mean, think about last year. Loyola Marymount. Shoot, what was the nun's name? I don't want to get it wrong. Sister Jean. Sister Jean turned into one of these stars of the NCAA tournament. How amazing was she? And she did better interviews than pretty much any athlete or coach that you could get from March Madness last year. It was so much fun. So we love the underdogs. We obviously like it when our bracket gets blown up. Don't tell me you don't. That's part of the fun, is to try to pick the upsets, but then you pick the wrong upsets, and then one whole side of your bracket is bright red. And we all complain about it. That's part of the fun. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. NBA playoffs will follow not long after that. And I really would love it if Dwayne Wade was on that stage one more time. He and Dirk Nowitzki both honored, almost like they were ambassadors of the game in Charlotte at the All-Star festivities. And he and Dirk have both talked about what it meant to them to be part of that for potentially the last time. And so the idea that the NBA is honoring them is awesome, but don't think for a second that they're just mailing it in from this point out. I mean, I can imagine that Luka Doncic has given Dirk Nowitzki kind of a new lease on basketball. Now, the Mavericks are, at this point, 5 games out. It's a really difficult road to hoe in the Western Conference. But just the matchup between the two of them, the chemistry that they already got, Luka has jolted energy and anticipation into the Dallas Mavericks, and it's been fun to see them together. Whether it's a passing of the baton or whether it's just this opportunity for Luka to learn from one of the greats in the game, that dynamic and that relationship has been really cool. And then for Dwayne Wade to get back to Miami, to be able to wrap up his career in the place where he had the greatest success. And it wasn't just with LeBron James and Chris Bosh, though, of course, they won 2 rings together and went to 4 consecutive NBA finals. But remember, there was the NBA finals, the NBA championship that he was able to win. Was that the year Shaq was there? That was when Shaq was there, right? And they were against the Dallas Mavericks. But he's got this long and storied history. And going back to the days at which he was at Marquette, you could see that he was going to be a star. He sat down with Kevin Garnett. This was kind of a cool conversation on TNT. And KG's become this big interviewer in his own right. Players obviously talk to him because he's one of them. And it was really neat to see them go back and forth, but also to get the reflective Dwayne Wade, the guy that is stopping every now and then to think about where he was and how far he's come.
I think what I did differently than most kids around me is I took advantage of the people that was put in my life. When I was young, when I first started playing, it was my father, right? My dad was the one that gave me the ball that said, hey, you're going to do this. And once I got to high school, it was actually my assistant coach in high school. His name was Gary Adams. And Gary Adams used to coach Quinn Richardson. So he came with that kind of respect from everybody because Q at the time was at DePaul and, you know, his future was looking bright. Yeah. So I listened to everything Gary Adams said. I remember the summer of separation for me. I was a sophomore in high school, and I didn't play varsity yet. I was like, you know, I played sophomore 2 years in a row because our varsity team was good. So that summer comes, and Gary Adams said, listen, you want to get better? I said, yes. He said, well, if you want to get better in the summer, you're going to be in the gym every day.
You're going to be in the gym every single day. How about that? A bit of a revelation from D. Wade. He actually played on his sophomore team, so kind of like a JV team, for 2 years in a row because their varsity team was really good, along with Kevin Garnett, on TNT. And then Dwayne talked about when he really figured out that he had what it took to become a player at not just the high school level or the college level, but potentially as a pro.
When I got bigger, everything changed. My form changed, my shots, the strength of my shot changed. So I went from shooting down like this to being taller and like changing my shot. So he was like, we got to spend a lot of time in the gym. And he was saying that he was the one who kind of started me with loving working on my game and understanding that, oh, I'm not just playing. Like, it's like, this is something I want to do. I want to go to college. Like, I start having dreams of like, okay, I want to play at a D1 school. I want to, you know, this dream of wanting to be in the NBA. Like, I want to be in the NBA now.
How old are you at this point?
At this point, I'm 16.
Do you have a buzz at this point?
Word travel around the neighborhood. Right. So my cousins lived in the cities. And they like, yo, D, such and such down the street, he called you out. He said, come to the gym. You ain't this, you ain't that. So I got to go down there and I got to go. I got to go handle my.
You do.
It's good stories from Dwayne Wade. That whole conversation with Kevin Garnett was I thought it was interesting. It was also fun, though, to get behind the curtain a little bit with D. Wade. And this happens a lot with older players. They become more reflective. Now, he's had this incredible retirement tour, not quite over. Again, I'd love to see him on the postseason stage again. He and the Miami Heat are just outside. Actually might be tied, have the same record. Let me look real quick. Same record, yes, they do, as the Detroit Pistons. Right now, they are on the outside looking in. Do you remember 2 years ago when it went down to the very last day of the regular season and there were two teams for three spots and Miami was left on the outs? He wasn't there then. He wasn't there. He was gone. He was in Chicago that year. But still, it would be cool to have them get into the playoffs, even if it meant they were an 8 seed and potentially out in the first round. So I hope that's what we get from Dwayne Wade. Also, he and KG went back and forth on the GOAT, the debate about the GOAT. Would you like to hear that? Because, of course, he played with LeBron James, but obviously knows all about Michael Jordan.
Your man sipping tea, talking about drinking wine, talking about he the GOAT.
Oh.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. He's on cough medicine?
It's a different generation, bro.
He's on cough medicine?
I don't like the whole comparison of the greatest of all time. Like, no. It can't be one great player of all time.
Nope.
It's the greatest of generations.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I view it. Like, in my generation, like, as what we watched, like, it was MJ.
Right.
But you had Kareem, you had Will, you had Bill, you had Matt, like, you had so many other guys that can be the greatest of all time.
Can no one person.
It's not one GOAT.
Right.
Like, I know, and you know what I mean? Like, I
it's
know.
GOATs of eras, bro. It's GOATs of eras.
And no, that's how we should leave it. It's eras.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he is the GOAT of this era.
Yeah.
What he's done probably ain't gonna be duplicated. But then it's gonna be another person that's gonna come.
Contested.
And he's going to do something that we ain't never seen before.
And he's going to be the GOAT of that era.
Okay, so if you won't take my word for it or someone else who tells you it's impossible to compare players across generations, maybe you'll take Dwayne Wade's word for it along with Kevin Garnett on TNT. So again, that whole conversation, it was fun. I thought it was interesting. You got a lot more from D. Wade than what you might get in a post-game interview. And so you check it out. I saw it on Twitter first, but it was out there with TNT. All right, speaking of Twitter, A-Law Radio, you're weighing in hot and heavy on our Twizzler Tuesday question. What is the sporting event that you're most looking forward to? Whether it's the AAF, whether it's the NFL draft and free agency, the Masters, Major League Baseball, the NBA and NHL playoffs, March Madness, anything else that's out there. I've seen WrestleMania. Whatever floats your boat. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Here's the lead pass and the put down. Wade Wade, who's starting the second half, able to dunk.
He was saying before the game he wanted to throw the oop to LeBron. LeBron switched it up, and D-Wade still has the hops.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's not over yet. We still have time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Is that TNT? Yes, TNT with a call. And we're asking you, what are you most looking forward to come springtime in sports? Because it's always jam-packed. The NBA playoffs, that's part of it. Also looking forward to the Stanley Cup postseason. Can it possibly top last year with the Washington Capitals? Now, I know for those of you who maybe are Penguins fans or you're Flyers fans, sure, it could top the Washington Capitals because you don't ever want to see them exult in that manner again. However, that was one hell of a run by the Capitals. Remember, they started out the playoffs 0-2. They lost their first two games at home to the Columbus Blue Jackets. All kinds of questions. The naysayers, the doubters, the critics breathing down their necks, ready to pounce as soon as they would get eliminated in the first round. Well, it didn't happen. They went on quite a run toward the end there to win their games at home and to kind of right that ship. And yeah, it was awesome to see. I still am not done laughing, being all enthused about Alex Ovechkin's post-game, well, post-championship victory parade. That was so much fun and probably one of my favorite shows over the last year in the wake of the Capitals winning their first ever Stanley Cup. So we've got both of the spring sports, well, winter culminating with the spring playoffs, plus March Madness, which I think a lot of you are really focused on. And then, of course, there's NFL free agency and the player movement that we now expect to see. It's not just the draft and the young players that could make an impact immediately, though we always find those. But think about the player movement through trades last year in the NFL, the veterans that changed teams, and how they made an impact. I'm thinking of Amari Cooper, Khalil Mack. How about, I'm trying to think of some of the others that really stood out to me. Well, you know, those are just a couple examples. But they were big-time trades. Those just happened to be two that impacted the Oakland A's. Oh, my gosh. This is what happens when you combine talk about major sports. It's a good thing I caught that before anyone told me. The Oakland Raiders. Anyway, so we had major player movement before this year's NFL trade deadline. Now think about free agency and the number of moves that are made because of finances, veterans that can cut. Where do they land? How does it change the landscape of the NFL? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And if you would like to include the Oakland A's in your NFL analysis, that's fine too. I opened that door. 855-212-4CBS. It's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Coming up next hour, part of my conversation with Michigan defensive captain and Big Ten defensive player of the year, linebacker Devin Bush. He was great to talk to as he prepares for the NFL draft. So yes, there's a lot of that going on. But there's also going to be questions answered about free agents like, well, I guess you can't really call him a free agent yet, can you? But Le'Veon Bell, probably going to be able to find his own home if the Pittsburgh Steelers don't attempt to work a trade in that situation, which I guess they could, but it's complicated when you think about the various tags and the pushback they might get from the NFL Players Association. And then Antonio Brown, too. The team is trying to trade him. He's not so cryptic on social media about the fresh start and new opportunities and making his own rules and blah, 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 blah. There's also a report from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network and others about a meeting between Antonio Brown and Art Rooney, which got my attention because I'm wondering why.
This meeting is expected to take place next week in advance of the combine. And that's an important thing because the combine is when the Steelers are expected to have conversations with other teams about possibly trading their frustrated receiver who has made no bones about it. He has said very publicly and on Twitter that he wants to be traded. The team has not yet acquiesced and allowed Antonio Brown and his agent Drew Rosenhaus to facilitate this trade. What Art Rooney has wanted really for the last several weeks is to hear AB's side of it, to get at what actually is bothering him and try to see if they can clear the air and iron out some of the issues. It's not evident right now if this is going to work. It doesn't necessarily mean that he is going to be traded or is not going to be traded. But at the least, the two men will sit down and have this conversation. Early in the day, it seemed AB did not want to do that. Later in the day, we were told he does, in fact, plan to meet with Art Rooney. Should have a little more idea of where this is headed after that.
I don't know if I'm buying it. Art Rooney's already said publicly that everything is on the table except for cutting Antonio Brown, that they're looking for trade partners. Brown's asked for a trade. Now, I get it. There are lots of relationships on the brink of divorce and breaking up that are renewed or refreshed, re-energized. I just don't know how this works. I mean, considering the comments that he made on Twitter about Ben Roethlisberger, I just don't know how there's any way, even if Art Rooney buys what Antonio Brown sells him, tries to sell him, I just don't know how his teammates can. And even if you don't care about the comments that he's made, how about the crap from week 17 last year? Maybe I'm not as forgiving, but I just can't imagine that locker room accepting him back. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, we're asking you, and on Facebook, our Twizzler Tuesday question, what are you most looking forward to? Amy is listening in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Welcome to After Hours.
Amy, I love you. You're the smartest woman on radio, and
Thank you.
I haven't called in a long time, but I just look forward to hearing you every morning.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to let you know, I went to Duke, and so did my whole family. We, our hearts broke in 86 when we lost. But the important point that Coach K makes to those players, including Zion Williams and R.J. Barrett, is that they're students first. Mm-hmm. And when they're on the campus, he doesn't allow anybody to idolize them or separate them from the student body. He mandates that they be students. They're students of his coaching, and they're students in the classroom. And I think that's, even in Krzyzewskiville, when you're waiting 8 weeks for tickets, the players come out, and they become a part of the student body. And it's just, it's an amazing experience, and it's incredible.
Mm. I remember calling a couple of games there. Now, these were women's basketball games, but to be inside that arena and also to be out there with Krzyzewskiville and see where the students would camp out. And it's such hallowed ground in college basketball. But you're right. Coach K does it the correct way. It's not just about basketball, even though he has now morphed into this age of the one and dones, because you have to. If you want to win, you've got to be able to accept players who aren't going to stay all 4 years. But he treats them separately as individuals. He sees them. They're not just basketball players to him. And as you talk about, academics are also really important. So here you are telling me I'm the smartest girl on radio, but if your entire family went to Duke, you guys are pretty smart too.
You're so funny. Well, thank you for taking my call, and I look forward to March Madness. But
boom!
I'm in Boston.
Okay.
So I've enjoyed the Super Bowl, what was of it, but I'm nervous, I'm scared.
Don't be scared. It's fun, yeah. I'm sure there's some anxiety there. It always is when there's extra pressure.
Well, thank you, Amy. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too, Aim. Peter is listening in Toronto. Peter, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for taking my call. Just a question, Amy. I just wanted to understand, what is your perspective on the Raptors holding back Kawhi from playing a lot of games this year?
It's better to have him healthy for the playoffs than to worry about every single regular season game.
And anything that'll help out at the end, you think?
Yeah, I mean, if he's got knee pain, sometimes the only thing that helps, whether it's tendonitis, whether it's residual from an injury, you can't obviously take weeks and weeks off. I guess he could, but he's not going to take weeks and weeks off to completely rest it. Then you get rusty and you don't really have that kind of time left now. What's important is for them to navigate the pain and to try to allow him a day off here, a day off there, so that he can be as healthy as possible for what's far more important. I mean, they've got a great cast of characters. They've obviously got a lot of talent. I think last I saw, they were 13-3 without Kawhi playing. And so they know how to win, but you need him as a superstar for the playoffs, and you want him to be as close to 100% as possible. And it's probably not possible, considering everything he's been through in the last couple of years. But you'd rather have him miss a game here and a game there, especially if you're right there in the thick of things with the Bucks, which they are. They have the same number of wins.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. And my second question, quickly, what do you think about Strowman, what he was saying about a lot of stars don't want to come and play up here? Like, what's your perspective on that as well?
Well, I can't speak to it personally because I'm not a Major League Baseball free agent, but I can understand why he would say that. It's not an indictment on the city. It's not an indictment on the fans. To me, it's about the tradition. It's been a while since they've won. Think about the division that they play in. They spend a lot of money, or they go out and they make a bunch of trades, and there's this burst of activity. But when was the last time they were truly competitors where you thought they could win a World Series? And to me, that's the most important quality when you're talking about luring free agents, is that there is stability and that there's a winning tradition, and the division that they play in makes it even tougher. And think about the road trips that they have to make, that kind of stuff. But honestly, Toronto being a huge city, that the travel is not the worst part of it. I think it's more about the fact that it's been such a long time since they've had a team. I mean, Roy Halladay was there for how many years and never pitched in the playoffs. They just need to get a couple of really awesome seasons under their belt, and that can change.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Really appreciate it.
All right, Peter, I appreciate your phone call. 855-212-4227. I don't think we have time to squeeze in another phone call before we get to the top of the hour, so I don't like to put someone on the air and only have 30 seconds, but we'll continue to take your calls. 855-212-4227. Some of you are telling me it's the AAF that you're excited about this spring, which is great, but did you see this red flag? According to The Athletic, the Alliance of American Football has already had money problems 2 weeks into their inaugural campaign, and they had to ask for a $250 million, now it's called a commitment by The Athletic, but essentially it's an investment, one that likely has to be paid back, or if not paid back, you're talking about giving this investor, who's the majority owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, some major power in your league. But believe it or not, without that money, the AAF might have missed payroll in its second weekend. Oh, that does not bode well. As much as we love the idea of having an extra football league out there, to be this early in your campaign and already be in danger of missing your scheduled payouts, your scheduled payroll on Friday, to have to ask for a $250 million investment, scary. Now, the ratings were great initially. People seem like they're showing up. But it's got to be a sustainable product, and it's got to be a moneymaker. Otherwise, this is what happens. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.